and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. My name is Anisa and today we discuss key constituencies in Kerala where BJP is aiming to put up a tough fight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made yet another visit to Kerala on Monday. It was his sixth trip since January. He held roadshow in Thrissur district's Kunnungulam, an assembly seat that comes under Alathur Lok Sabha constituency, before heading to Trivandrum. This is Prime Minister's second visit to the state since March, when the Election Commission announced the schedule for the Lok Sabha polls. He held a roadshow in Pathanamthitta and a rally in Palakkad district during that trip. All these seats except Alathur are what BJP counts as A-grade constituencies and where the party expects a triangular contest with the ruling LDF and Congress-led UDF. According to one political analyst, the BJP is trying to use this visit to woo the Modi bucks among the state's non-BJP voters. This party hopes that this group, though small, could help swing an election in its favor in case of a close contest. PJ Vincent, political analyst and head of the PJ Department of History at the Arts and Science College, Kozhikode, told the Print. However, another state-based commentator, C.R. Neelakandan, believes that while this strategy could help boost morale among the state's BJP unit, it won't necessarily convert into votes. He doesn't have image of a leader who has done something good and tangible. The only thing they are saying is Ram Temple and India's growth. That won't have much impact among the people in Kerala, Neelakandan said. According to BJP's ideological parent, Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, Kerala has the highest number of shagas or local units in South India. According to senior RSS leaders, the state had over 4,000 shagas in 2020. Despite this, analysts believe that it has never translated into votes. In the 2019 general election, UDF swept Kerala with 19 out of 20 Lok Sabha seats, while the only remaining seat went to the LDF. BJP, meanwhile, contested 15 seats but won none. However, it secured 12.93% votes, up from its 2014 vote share of 10.82%. The party hopes to break this losing streak with the PM's visits. In his public speeches, Modi has focused on not only his government's contributions to Kerala, but has also taken pains to explain the dichotomy of the Congress-Left alliance. In Kerala, UDF and LDF are each other's rivals, but outside Kerala, they are BFFs, best friends forever, he said at a rally in Thiruvananthapuram in February. The BJP is also focusing on five of Kerala's 20 constituencies, Thiruvananthapuram, Attingal, Pathanamthitta, Thrissur and Palakkad. Though with the Congress, these are five constituencies where the BJP secured over 20% of votes in 2019 and the party is pulling out all the stops to secure these seats. The Prime Minister has already held rallies in Thrissur, Palakkad and Pathanamthitta. The party has also fielded heavyweights in all five seats, while Union Minister of State for Information and Technology and Skill Development, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, is pitted against incumbent Congress MP Shashi Tharoor and LDF's Pandyan Ravindran at Thiruvananthapuram. The party's former state chief and OBC leader V. Muralidharan will fight the election from Attingal against UDF's Adur Prakash and Left's V. Joy. In Pathanamthitta, the BJP candidate and son of veteran Congress A.K. Antony hopes to dislodge sitting MP Ando Antony. In Palakkad, where the BJP won municipal election in 2015 and 2020, the party has fielded Sri C. Krishnakumar against sitting Congress MP B.K. Srikandan and LDF's A. Vijayaraghavan. In Thrissur, the BJP has fielded actor politician Suresh Gopi yet again. Gopi secured 28.2% votes in 2019 elections but lost to Congress's MP T.N. Prathapan. Although the party fielded him from the Thrissur Assembly seat in 2021, he lost that election too. For Gopi, this election too will be challenging. The BJP leader is now facing former Congress MP K. Muralidharan and CPI's V.S. Sunil Kumar, a former minister and one of the most popular leaders of the left in the district. But the BJP leader too appears to be leaving nothing to chance. He has been camping in Thrissur since 2019 and has been taking an active interest in local affairs, even trying to woo the constituency's Christians, who constitute a significant 24.27% of the district's population. But it is in Pathanamthitta where the party has pinned its highest hopes. A UDF stronghold, the district was at the heart of the protest against the controversial 2018 Supreme Court order allowing women entry to the Sabarimala temple. In 2019, BJP hoped to use the protest in its favor by fielding K. Surendran, party's state chief and the man who spearheaded the Sabarimala protest. Although the gambit failed, the party finished third behind Congress's Andrew Anani and CPIM's Veena George. Surendran secured 28.97% votes, 13% more than the BJP had secured in 2014. According to political analyst Vincent, quoted earlier, although the BJP hopes to use its organizational strength in Thiruvananthapuram to swing the election, this could prove difficult. This is because the upper caste Nayars will always vote for the Tharoor effect. The influence that MP Shashi Tharoor holds over the voters, regardless of the party the MP is in. And Attingali is not a constituency where the BJP could even have a close contest, he said, adding that here the party would be hoping to use V. Muralidharan, a former union minister and an Ezhavathiya leader, to swing the significant OBC votes. Despite visiting Kerala 6 times this year, none of Modi's trips have been for purely official reasons. For instance, even during his official visit this January, when he launched infrastructure projects in Cochin Shipyard, the Prime Minister combined it with the party events, including a roadshow, trip to local temples and booth-level meetings. According to analysts, the most significant outcome of Modi's frequent visits is the morale boost it could give to the party's states unit. Even though Kerala has the highest number of RSS shakhas in South India, it never resulted in proportional votes. The party's effort to appease minorities are part of the work to overcome this, Vincent said. Nilakandan believes that BJP's ideology is yet to find acceptance in the state. Kerala's social setup of communal interdependence doesn't allow polarization, he said. The party still doesn't have a local leadership that has attracted the public. I think the party is ideologically weak, he said. Vincent, however, believes that the row over the controversial movie, The Kerala Story, showed an extent of polarization in the state. He was referring to the row sparked by an Idukki church's decision to screen the movie for teenagers. Despite this, Vincent concedes that it would be hard to determine just yet if the BJP can convert this communal polarization into votes. But the main hindrance in Kerala for the BJP is its ideological left mindset, he said. That's why they are not able to make inroads. Thank you for listening. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis.